Hi, this is Curdy McDunkston from the Curdy McDunkston Band, and I listen to Jeff and Wisp, but mainly Jeff, on 108.9 The Hawk.
Hey, this is Dirty McStunkton from the Dirty McStunkton Quartet, and I listen to Jeff and Wisp, but mostly Wisp, on the Jeff and Wisp Show.
This is
Jeff and Wisp on 108.9 The Hawk. Oh my God! On the Jeff and Wisp Show. It's so good to hear it. That is Black Sabbath and Black Hole Sun. What's that?
I'm going to correct you. This one I knew.
Okay.
That is not Black Sabbath.
But they sound exactly like the Black Sabbath.
Not Black Sabbath.
I know that was Ozzy.
I'm definitely not Ozzy there at all.
But then who was it?
Have you ever heard of a good friend that you've told me about before? Chris Cornell.
Oh, my best friend, good best friend. Entire world.
Wow.
Entire world. Like, literally, before he died, God rest his soul.
Oh, my God, God rest his soul.
Whenever he was in Valverde, I would get a phone call, and it would be like, hey, it's Wisp. And he'd be like, hey, it's Chris Cornell. He never mentioned his band name.
Never mentioned it. And you knew that he was in Audioslave, though. You knew that.
I knew he was in Audioslave, and I knew that he did that really good Michael Jackson cover of Billie Jean.
Very good cover of Billie
Everybody
Jean.
Loved it.
It's like Alien Ant Farm, Chris Cornell. Equal.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on my good best friends in Alien Ant Farm.
That's a good reminder, too. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away copies of the Alien Ant Farm Best of Collection.
Oh, my God. Really? How many songs?
One song repeated 20 times.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
Their cover of Smooth Criminal.
No. There's a hidden track, and it's movies.
And that's the mini CD. Movies is a mini CD.
Remember that song? Oh, we're having a great time here.
We're having a wonderful time.
On the Jeff
But no, but that was Soundgarden, actually. That was
really?
The band Soundgarden.
Really?
You probably would remember from that disgusting video with the crazy big faces.
What was
That's
the name
the
of that
the video
song?
That invented the Snapchat filters that
really?
All the kids are loving. They saw the video for Black Hole Sun and they said, we need that in 30-second clips.
Vanessa Snapchat saw it. And she was like, I'm going to make something that does that to human beings so they can do it on the internets.
Stacy Snapchat. Chainsley Reddit's cousin.
They're all connected. The Reddit family, the Snapchat family.
Oh, the Snapchats.
They're all connected. God, we are telling you everything.
Johnny Cameo is one of the best, I gotta say.
Johnny Cameo.
I got it. You gotta love
him. He's kind of a fucking slime bag.
He's kind of a slime bag. But, you know, his buddy Frankie Marco Polo always steps up for him.
Always.
Marco Polo, the app we all love to keep on using.
Yep. Everyone's... Let me check my Marco Polo.
I gotta check my Marco. Hold on. I'm gonna check my Marco Polo.
It out and it says offline.
I have a 30-minute Marco Polo from you, Wisp.
What?
Hold on. I'm gonna start playing it here. And, nope, app offline. Just went offline.
Shit. Wow. All right. I don't even know what I said.
There goes my $2.99 that I paid to get Marco Polo.
$299 a month.
I had to say
Marco
at the beginning.
Polo.
I was like, this is an app that's going to both charge me monthly.
One.
And a surprisingly high fee. But, you know, go with it if you want a Marco Polo with your good friend Wisp.
I like that when you count things out, your number one is always the thumb.
You got to start with the thumb. Look, other
number
people
one.
Might say, look, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but can we get off on a rant here?
Is this a rant? Is this a get off on a rant? Hold on. Let me see. I got to see.
Look, I don't want to get off on a rant, but everyone that's saying that a thumb is not a finger, you're dead wrong. And that was really all the rant I had.
In
retrospect,
kill it.
Wasn't worth finding the bed,
was
but I'm
really
glad we found it.
Worth me looking for the bed on mine because Scotty, our producer behind the glass, obviously fucking sleeping this morning. What's the deal, Scotty?
Pull those sunglasses down. Eyes closed.
Go.
He is sleeping this morning.
Someone is sleeping this morning. I love that even
he's
when
he's sleeping.
He's sleeping
one off. Keg stands.
Keg stands weighing in at 7:14.
Keg stands still sleeping one off, wide awake from last night.
Keg stand, were you and Scotty out together last night? Was it something the two of you that made the old Scotty kind of sleep
it
on
was
the station?
Spiked Frappuccino hour at Shooter's Bar and Grill.
Oh,
Keg stand.
God, you're going to be up all
spiked
night with
crappuccinos. Jeez.
I love their spiked crappuccinos.
They thought they ordered the spiked frappuccinos, but they got the spiked crappuccinos.
Oh, my God. I don't even like the plain crappuccino from Shooter's Bar and Buffet. I'd say you're going to spike this or I'm walking.
No. It tastes like rotten mango. And you're like, well, something's really off if it tastes like rotten mango. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Christ. My God. Hey, so much going on. We're giving away tickets to see the Rolling Stones. Oh, AJ, all in all. At the Rolling Stones at the Valve. That was my Mick Jagger.
Oh, my God. Don't let him hear it.
The problem is, don't let him hear it. He'll freak out.
He'll say, who are you talking about, man?
Who's talking to me? And that's actually the sounder. If you hear Jeff and I go, who's talking to me? Like that, then you give a call at the phone number, the honk line, and listen to us say that, and you will be caller 1,089, Scotty.
What? That's a real aspirational number of callers.
That's a lot of lines
there
to go through. Christ.
I guess also then we should mention, if you hear us doing that live on air, do not call in.
Don't.
Because you need to hear us the pre-recorded version we did of it.
Right. And you need to hear at
even
least
if you're
a Stone
the 1089th caller, which again, why is it 108.9? I guess that does work out.
Here's honestly what the sounder should sound like. If you hear this, you will know that we are, hold on. Let's see here. Okay.
Oh, but this is going to be worth it.
This is going to be worth it. If you hear this, you know to call in. You know what? Fuck it. Call in now. Who's asking questions? There you go. Caller 1089 right now on the Hawk line. My God. What a fantastic, fantastic episode of the Jeff and Wisp show so far this morning.
So far, it's been great.
So far,
our lines are not lit up currently, so we might take a while to get to 1089, Scotty, but I don't know.
We will get to that. But I do want to say something very exciting. We do want to check in with Big Truck. He's hotcasting down live from the Valverde Motor Truck Speedway, so we'll check in with him very, very soon. But first, it's local spotlight. Local spotlight time. Local spotlight. Get the spotlight out. Oh, so many great businesses here in the Valverde Valley. God bless you, the Valverde Valley. It's good to be home.
God bless you, by the way, the Valverde.
I wasn't finished. No,
wait, who didn't finish first?
I started it.
You did start it. So, by the way, also good reminder, who finished first? My autobiography is coming out soon.
Oh, crap.
And Wisp's autobiography, I Started It, will be out
And mine's going to be better.
We'll
finally writing a second book after
Your second book's called Mine Is Gonna Be Better.
Better. I was just going to say thank you for welcoming me back with open arms after I had such a career in New York City. And I come back here to this stinky shanty town, and it's nice to be back here. You know, I've been here for a couple years now, but I just haven't said thank you. Can I finish? Local businesses are the heart and fucking pumping blood. Go ahead and fire he's not going to fire the delay.
He's not going to fire it. This is official copy from the Valverde Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, it says even
the VBB
fired. They fucking knew.
They knew.
The VBB?
The VBB.
VBB.
Valverde Better Business Bureau. Business. They VBB. Jump right over one of those V's.
That's
the interesting part. VBB, they were too busy giving away licenses for new businesses to remember to put down that third B.
And boy, they're giving out so many licenses to new businesses, and they gave one to Linda Labs. We told them you should probably be a little more selective, but they gave one to Linda Labs. Welcome to the show, Linda Labs.
Hi, I snuck in. They gave me one, those idiots.
What are they fucking thinking, Linda? Seriously.
Fools.
My God. Now, Linda Labs, you're brand new on Hog Street, right next to Rock Dolls.
Absolutely.
You're right next to Rock Dolls, which everybody knows is a longtime business here in Valverde. It is a business that takes used or not really used, but scuffed.
Used sex dolls,
and then they recreate some of your favorite rockers with them. I've got the Slash in the corner right over here on my side of the studio. Yeah, so what's it like, first off, having a business,
Using the thumb.
Second off, you know, what's it like being next to Rock Dolls? Has Keith Talons come out and offered any tips?
Well, I'll tell you, it's squeaky. That's what I'll tell you. It's very, it's loud. It's loud. Those dolls, first of all, they come in very squeaky. That rubber, and I think because it's used, right, or slightly used.
Oh, slight.
Wink,
yeah.
Wink,
let's be honest.
Wink,
say it no does more. Not sound smooth anymore. That. I don't know if it ever did. I'll tell you that.
No, but they never did. That is
never,
interesting.
It but never
they,
did.
They were, these sex dolls were some of the loudest sex dolls. And we told him, Keith, you got to get the ones with the new updated latex. But he says
too
no.
Loud.
He says, no, too loud. Too loud.
So yeah, you're working in there. You're working in your store and you just hear all the time.
Absolutely. And then sometimes, well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but some of the new dolls, he's putting voice boxes in them. So it sounds like the rockers.
Yes. Oh, nice. And he's putting AI in them as well, from what I heard.
Yes. So you'll get Steven Tyler, you know, screaming at you on top of he's in this squeaky body jail, if I may say.
Oh, yeah.
It's
he thinks he's Steven Tyler.
It's AI. They are gained sentience.
Yes.
And they're like, why am I squeaking?
So let's say
thank God they can't move on their own, I tell you.
My God.
Just wait. Well,
just wait. Just wait until version 4.0.
4.0 is going to happen. He said there's going to be movement with that. Now, when you're working, do you hear the Steven Tyler on the other side of the wall just kind of like, and oh, that's him saying help.
That honestly sends chills down my spine. Oh, that was very good. That was very accurate.
I knew it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. It is. It is until I plug up. And thank God for my product.
Oh, look at that. Look at
this. This is why you got a business license.
Scotty, this is why she got it.
Scotty, this is take a note. This is why you get a goddamn business license, because you know how to promote.
Yep.
And look, I've never had a business before. And the reason I did this is because I've never felt more passionate about a product in my life.
Okay.
So, sure, I'm selling the earplugs, but I got to tell you, I need them to survive in this loud, loud world. And on top of Hog Street, I will say, is maybe the loudest street I've ever experienced in my life.
Well, that is on our sign that when you drive in, it says, Valverde, Hog Street will be the loudest street you've ever encountered in your life.
And it delivers. And I'll, of course, unless I plug up, and then I hear nothing. I hear nothing. Just hear the only screams I hear is inside my psyche, and that I'm acquainted with.
Been there, done that, all the time.
Lives a nightmare myself.
All the time. So your business is called Cork Plugs. Now, that is, I do have to say, Scotty did give me a note, and thank you for that, Scotty. That's Plugs with a Z, because of course you're Linda Labs with a Z.
Yeah, and that's a God-given Z. I didn't add that. People think I added that for flair. That's a God. That's a family name. It comes with a Z. We're German.
So you're saying
The German Labs. Yes, understand.
Yeah. Labs.
We Americanized it. We apologize.
Labs.
Labs. It's Labs.
That's the Valverde accent for you.
That's the Verde accent for you. Oh, my God. So you're saying, and I just want to track this. You're saying God came to Germany. Found the first, I'm going to say his name's probably like Reinhard Labs. And it was probably with an S. And God was like, hey, you ever think about changing that to a Z?
Well, I would say the story you've told is a bit different. But you know, the way my great, great, great uncle describes it is there was, in fact, a burning fondue pot.
Whoa. And, don't see that in the Bible. Don't see that. I mean,
Scotty, do we see that in the Bible? Is that in Ecclesiastes?
No, it's not.
Shaking his head no. Okay.
But I think a lot more people would probably pick up and read the Bible if they knew there was a burning fondue pot in it. That's spoke.
Yeah. It, well, yes. And it had in the middle, there was a Z. There was a burning kind of like, you know how Zorro stole that from our family, actually.
Fucking
you know,
Zorro.
The way he
fucking
does
Zorro.
I say this every
Don't
day.
Don't get me
fucking
started.
Zorro. What an asshole.
And so
it's a good reminder, by the way, in the 9 o'clock hour, Skeet Ulrich will be coming in to do his Zorro impression. He's doing a wonderful
Skeet,
job.
Bad day for that. Bad day for that. He's just
great
he's
impression, bad over, timing.
He's got his hand over his eyes. He's like, not today.
Skeet, you done it again.
Real case of the
I'll
Monday,
I'll be plugging
Skeet.
Up for that.
I'm going to get some course.
She's promoting again.
That.
She gets it. She knows how to promote. This is wonderful.
Now, the Z in the fondue pot, was it bread?
The Z in the fondue pot, it was bread.
What was the cheese? Are we talking
cheddar?
Cheddar.
Just oh, full you cheddar. Just you know how the Germans cheddar. Love cheddar.
Oh, they will oh not stop God. Eating cheddar. Left yeah. and right. Just
we're addicted.
I'm in fucking Frankfurt and it's nothing but cheddar everywhere nothing I go. Cheddar. I'm just like, calm down. I can't shit.
Cheddar they bunnies, cheddar snacks. Oh, absolutely. My
God.
Cheddar Lederhosen.
Germans oh. love those Annie's cheddar bunnies.
No, they do.
They just
they
can't
really
get
do.
Enough.
They do.
They love it. Love it.
You not know, to generalize. Not to generalize.
Not to generalize.
You know, no, we would never. No. But November is actually Cheddar Fest. You know, Oktoberfest. That's the big beer but fest. But wow. people don't know November is Cheddar Fest.
It
in
doesn't
Germany.
Get the same sort of marketing.
It really doesn't.
That Oktoberfest doesn't. I think that's yeah. a real. That's a real crock. Get it?
Well, it's just
cheese yeah. crock. Get it.
Not
guys.
That's very good.
We did it.
Pretty good.
Very
we
good.
Did it. Oh, I got a joke in the 8 o'clock hour. Oh,
wow, you got God. Me. You
I got you. Hey, Linda, we're going to talk more about yeah. cork plugs and how it's bringing a lot of light and taking away a lot of sound on Hog Street mm-hmm. Right now. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But okay. first, we got to go to traffic.
108.9 The Hawk Traffic with Art Spart.
Wow. I tell you one thing, and it's not traffic yet. I will get to that. No. Now, the one thing old Art Spart needs to tell you is I'm going to need a vacation from my vacation. That's right. I just got back from the annual Art Spart sabbatical. 1 week where I don't think about traffic or hunting monsters and just focus on art. Or at least that's what I tried to do with my trip to the Cayman Islands. Got a great deal on tickets from One Ticket to Paradise Travel Planners, the only singles travel company that is owned by the estate of Eddie Money. Now, I don't know if my first mistake was wanting to get a great airport read and picking up a copy of the 1991 airport page-turner The Firm at Hudson News, or that on the plane I decided to watch the 1993 Tom Cruise nail-biter The Firm on my flight, or that I noticed sitting in the row in front of me and behind me on the way to the Cayman Islands was every member of the hard rock supergroup The Firm, including their unofficial mascot, Jimmy Page's magical unicorn, Jeffrey. But when I landed in the Caymans, I was stuck in my own version of The Firm for the entire week. Look, I don't want to go into details, partly because I'm unsure of what laws were broken down there, because it is a legal Thunderdome in the Cayman Islands. But instead of kicking my feet up in the sand, staring at the crystal blue water, and sucking down some daiquiris, somehow I got stuck in my own legal thriller, where Paul Rogers convinced me that I cheated on my wife. Now, Jimmy Page blackmailed me to try to get me to help them book a The Firm reunion tour that nobody wants to see. And I was left renting an office with Holly Hunter and Jeffrey the Magical Unicorn, making copies of all The Firm's legal documents, proving that ticket sales would be bust for The Firm As It Ever Was world tour they were planning. Not to mention when I really got that legal kerfuffle wrapped up and was about to start my relaxing on the last day, Tom Cruise showed up and wanted to hang out with me. And my God, I could not stop staring at that tooth of his right in the middle of his smile. He truly is like no human ever. And then I had to come home, and when I got here, wouldn't you know it, there was a backup on Hog Street. Apparently, One Ticket to Paradise was overrun with lonely bachelors trying to get to the Cayman Islands, and Tickets was overrun with The Firm fans trying to get front row seats in what they call the stink pit, which is apparently what The Firm fans call themselves. Stinkies! I don't know why. And I don't want to know why. So, to sum up, don't go down Hog Street, don't go to the Cayman Islands, and if you see old Art sitting in a folding chair, sunglasses on, and a coconut drink in my hand, don't bother me! I'm stressed enough, because now I realize Paul Rogers made me think I cheated on my wife, and I'm not even married! And that's been traffic from the Burt's Funeral Flower Traffic Desk. I'm Art Spart.
With Burt's Funeral Flowers. With Burt's Funeral Flowers.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, Art. I guess don't go down Hog Street is the point of that story.
I'm really hung up on the tooth. I'm really hung up on the tooth.
My goodness, that Tom Cruise tooth just staring at you right in the middle of his face.
What do you
think, Linda? I've actually met Tom Cruise.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, well, Kind of. He was behind me and I had my plugs in, so I didn't hear. But I sensed something because there was, a wind of charisma. It was just kind of hitting my back.
You felt the angels singing, basically.
I did. Yeah. I was at a cake store. I was at getting a coconut cake that I really liked with white chocolate.
Oh, that's the cake. You got to get
the top cake.
I didn't realize.
Cake.
I didn't know.
This is how good your business is doing. You can afford the Tom Cruise cake. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Linda, you know what that makes you? Makes you my hero. It's the Foo Fighters on the Hawks.
People of Alverde, this is your former King Mayor and leader of the Mutant Hawks, Krog. And now I serve as your latest and greatest Ma Shawnee. And if there is one thing Krog Shawnee can promise to the people of Alverde, it is multiple things. The world-famous gravy fountain of Buffet 13 shall never stop flowing. On Shawnee's one-mile salad bar, there shall be many seed options, as well as raw flesh. And the truest thing at Shawnee's, now that Ma Shawnee is Krog Shawnee, no one eats for free. This is no longer a threat, but a promise. If I catch you snacking at one of the 43 options at our meatball buffet, then the aisles shall run with your blood. So come on down to Shawnee's and tell them Krog Shawnee sent ya.
Not only do we rock you all day long on 108.9 The Hawk in the Greater Valley area, you can hear the damn Hawk wherever you go.
Just search 108.9 The Hawk wherever you find those podcasts.
Seriously, wherever you find them. And when you do find them, let me know because I've been looking all over.
Hello? Farmer Dan, down at Shetland Creameries, in the negotiations with my unionized cattle, have finally come to an agreement. And now, after 40 years of Shetland Creameries just belonging to Farmer Dan and his family, Shetland Creameries is now owned by me and the cattle, making all the decisions, making it hard for me to do what I want to do when all they want to do is focus on eggnog, which is good, I get it. They tore down the milk slide. That's something Bruce Springsteen could write a song about. It's Shetland Creameries, where the decisions aren't mine anymore.
Some slimy alien comes in and hangs with you. Love comes walking.
The best song that is probably about an alien abduction. It's Van Hagar.
It's probably about an alien abduction. Definitely about an alien fucking.
About that. Holy shit.
Sammy Hagar, he has done everything.
He's done everything. You fucking alien. Well, allegedly. You got to say that legalese. We don't want these Poseidon radio legal eagles getting on our hogs about that. So we say allegedly.
Not allegedly started a great fire extinguisher company.
Oh my God, the best.
One of the best.
Hagar
at some point sang in Van Halen and Montrose successful solo career.
Yep.
And
yep.
Still angry that he can't drive 55. I mean, the guy's done everything.
Tequila. The man has done it all. And he was in a band called Chickenfoot. You forget about Chickenfoot.
Yo, you're saying I specifically forget about Chickenfoot.
You always do, because I'm like, what's the name of that band? Do you remember? And you're like, I have no idea, Wisp. And then I'm like, Chickenfoot!
Which is a great reminder. The I Forgot About Chickenfoot shirt is being sold on the 108.9 The Hawk t-shirt store. It's a wonderful shirt.
Oh,
nobody will buy it. Can't wait to put it up.
Nobody will buy it, just like every other shirt. Can't wait to put it up there and have literally nobody purchase it. Linda, but that's not happening down at Linda's place. Cork plugs. Cork plugs with a Z. Now, what's so special about these goddamn earplugs?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, when I say earplugs, I'll tell you right now. I got
no secrets.
I'll tell you right
now. That's why we're here.
I'll tell you. I got no secrets. Absolutely. Even my ex-husband would argue otherwise. But I'll tell you.
For sure. Was he upset that you would never take his last name? Because if you're a Labs, you're not fucking... You're not
you know,
really
and that was
man.
Part of it. And, you know, he felt disrespected. But I said to him,
I wouldn't be disrespected, keg stand.
Shut the fuck up, keg stand.
Shut the fuck up, keg stand. Wow.
Sorry, Linda. That's our
He's a rude dirtbag over there. We don't.
He sometimes has good jokes, but most of the time it's just lewd and crude. And
it's like a 10% versus 90% with good jokes versus bad jokes.
Sometimes I'm like, can we put carbon monoxide into his apartment?
It's a good question.
Scotty, I just said it on the air. You said not to, but I'm asking, and I will keep asking. Linda, about these quick plugs, what's so special?
I'll tell you.
Please.
I got no problem telling you. I'll tell you right now.
I need to hear it.
Now, when I say earplug, what do you imagine?
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
This wasn't a call and response.
I was hopping right into call and response. I say
we'll get
plugs,
there.
You say,
we'll get there.
Oh, please. I cannot wait. I love a call and response. But I always think of those little Hunter Orange fuckers that you put in your ears.
Exactly.
And you can roll it up so tight that you get in there and then you go, oh, no.
Oh, God. I can't.
Did I get it in or is it in too far?
Oh, God. And then it comes out your belly button hole.
Comes out your belly button hole covered in earwax.
It goes in and you don't know where it goes in your body. At some point, it is excreted from another orifice.
Yes.
But the chaos and I would say the trauma of regular earplugs has affected our population for decades. And I'm a big wine drinker.
Okay. Hey, don't say
that.
It out loud. We do the vinyl winery. It's every Sunday, and I get to sit there, and I get to open a Merlot. I get to open a rosé, and I just sit there, and you're supposed to play other songs, but I just let all of James Taylor's Gorilla album. I just play the whole thing.
So that box of wine is tapped.
Oh, I'm just slurping it down. And then I come back on and I'm like, that was James Taylor. And happy Sunday, everyone. And it's, Tuesday by that point.
Why they sell
anyway, I like wine. Short story long, I like wine.
Well, I'll tell you, so do I. And, my ex-husband at one point said to me, Linda, he said, Linda, well, you got a problem. Look at all these corks.
Oh,
look at all these corks on the table.
Whoa.
Clearly, you're drinking too much wine.
Okay.
And I said, you shut up. and I just comedically, I popped a cork in my ear as he kept yapping.
Oh, that's very good.
Boys.
Nothing.
I couldn't hear a word.
Really?
Really?
And the cork, the one I used, I had recently, popped a Pinot Noir.
Ooh,
and it was still a bit soft. And so it slid right in, formed to the shape of my ear.
Are you kidding me?
It
you don't even
perfectly.
Do anything to these corks. They just slip right in.
Well, you need to wet them.
Right.
So I suggest, and we sell wine as well. Because I do think it works best soaking them in wine.
Uh-huh.
I find it has a better consistency. And also just makes you feel good. The water.
Oh, water does
wine,
nothing.
Directly into the eardrum has an effect, I will say, and this has not been confirmed by the medical community, but I will say it feels like you're on acid, briefly.
Well,
really?
I am an honorary doctor from the Valverde University, so I say
good.
I confirm that.
And I do my own research, so I say I double confirm that.
You have been double confirmed on the Jeff and Wisp show. Oh, God, I can't thinking about putting a cork Pinot Noir in my ears. Maybe putting on Carol King's Tapestry.
Oh, now we're talking.
And then just letting the month go.
Yeah.
Pop another bottle while you're trying to hear Carol King's Tapestry through that cork in your ear.
I would feel the earth move under my feet and every single part of my body.
I love it.
So, of course, you did get the business license, and we do have to check in with Big Truck. I'm sorry. We do have to check in with Big Truck in just a second. But I do want to say you got the license from the VBB. And from what I have heard from Charlie Stangle, head of the VBB, he regrets it.
Does he?
Oh, he hasn't told you that.
Interesting.
He sent around some memos, and he said there has been a recent uptick in the amount of wine drunkery.
Yeah,
he said and people walking straight into the street on Hog Street because they don't hear the cars. And he then goes on in postscript, we are not sure if it's because everyone is so drunk or because they can't hear.
Is that
but
a Charlie
we
Stengel?
Need to take
are
this
you
back.
Doing a Stengel impression right now? Because it's very good.
It's not a bad
like Stengel. I was literally like, is Stengel in the room?
Stengel
right
is not
now?
In the room. Yeah. That was just Jeff the Angry Man.
God, so that was, those are some real accusations, Linda.
Look, Charlie and I go way back. I bullied him in middle school. I'll just say it.
What was your favorite bully move? What did you like to do to old Stengel in middle school?
I'd goose him.
Oh, you gotta
goose the Stengel.
You got goose. I'm going to write that down. Remember to goose Charlie at the
I mean, the thing that Charlie doesn't
meeting.
Understand is that the only way to get a good cork plug, as far as I can tell, going off of your website, is you gotta pop a fresh bottle,
you
and the person selling it
bottle.
To you has gotta split the bottle with you. So, you know, everyone's getting
it's neighborly.
Neighborly.
A bottle. We're going to talk more.
Bottle.
We're going to talk more about cork plugs, but we do have to send it down to Big Truck. Is that what we're doing right now? Jeff, will you handle this? I'm going to Scotty's playing his music right now.
Of course. And we got Big Truck, and he is down podcasting from the Valverde Motor Truck Speedway. Now,
hey,
I'm not going to lie, Big Truck, I don't know why you're there. I feel like we keep sending you down to the Valverde Motor Truck Speedway every other week at this point.
Every other week, man.
It never seems clear why you are there.
Well, it doesn't seem clear while I'm here today either. I'm down here and it's pretty goddamn empty. I'm looking around and
I mean, Tuesday is the closed day of Valverde Motor Speedway. Nobody works. Nobody shows up.
Nobody shows up, but they send Big Truck down here nonetheless. And hold on a second. Yeah, I got the bacon, egg, and cheese. Is that on its way?
He's just talking. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This, of course, is Big Truck talking to the producer on the street, Scotty's brother, Stevie.
How long is it going to take?
Is he shaking his head now?
He's shaking his head, and I'm hungry, man. I've been down here. Usually you come down here to the Valverde Motor Truck Speedway, and you see someone like Stunky McDee's driving his Ford F-150 just right
out. Oh, that would be good to hear on radio, but we're not going to hear that today, are we?
We're not going to hear today because it seems like this place is closed. And our sales department at 108.9 The Hawk and at Poseidon Radio don't quite know what the fuck's going on. So I'm down here, but hey, Linda, how you doing? I got some cork plugs from you the other day, man.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, they work so good. When I'm driving big rig right down 422, and I don't want to hear none of that truck sounds. I don't want to hear anyone on the CB radio saying, hey, Big Truck, slow down, bridge is gone. I don't need to hear that.
Now, when you're driving a semi-rig 18-wheeler, you want to be no sound. And
half skunked out on some Cabernet Sauvignon. Toot-toot.
Sauvignon.
You know what I mean? If you know, I sounded French there for a second. Toot-toot. Sauvignon. Am I French? No, I'm not. I am from Valverde, born and raised. And, Linda, I mean, shit. You could have set up a table down here and sold some cork plugs.
Oh my god!
I don't know why.
You know, I should. Well, to be honest, I kind of overslept.
Oh, well.
What? Oh, interesting.
I do that all the time.
I mean, probably because you've just been working so hard, selling so many cork plugs.
You work too hard.
We all say that.
I say it every time I drive by. I drive my big rig right over. I park it in front of Rock Dolls. I get out. Keith Talon's like, you can't park that here. And I'm like, shut up, Keith. And I go right into cork plugs. And I'm like, Linda, oh my God, you still working? It's 2 a.m. Why?
Her lips just covered in purple. And can just tell just someone's been buying a lot of cork plugs.
Like, have you been crushing the grapes with your mouth again?
Yeah.
Oh, let me finish this off here. We're doing a great time down here at the Valverde Motor Truck Speedway. I'm Big Truck, and it seems like I'm going to be here for another 4 hours. So come on down and see me on 108.9 The Hawk.
Wow. 4 more hours. Big Truck is just stuck
down
there. 4 hours
of Big Truck.
Not going to lie. After this, Linda, you might want to go visit Big Truck down there and get him a couple more cork plugs just so he can get
I might have to.
Let him get through it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You gotta let him get through it.
Well, you gotta let him get through it, if you know what I mean. Oh,
cork up and
you
get
know what
through
we
it.
Mean? You got it.
I think I understand what you mean.
You think you get what we're going? Okay, good.
I think I get what you're doing.
Hey, I do want to say you can join Greg Lemonsauer. He's going to be at Shooter's debut of Shooter's EDM night. All the EDM, ooh, all night. Oh my God, he's going to hate that.
Sounds like hell for Greg.
Holy shit. Greg's going to be there from 8 p.m. to, Scotty, is this correct? 8 a.m. And he cannot leave, no matter what. Station sniper
Scotty,
will be.
Scotty, did we lie to Greg and tell him that it was a krautrock night down there at Shooters? Scotty's actually shaking his head yes for this one.
Never
That's
seen
a
that.
Very funny joke. That
oh,
is very good.
Well, Greg, good luck
Greg
with that.
Greg might need some cork plugs for himself
gonna,
to get
he's
through.
He's going
to
need, if you're going to, let's say you are going to be stuck in an EDM situation where it's just
oh
a.
Oh, my God.
It's like that. What kind of cork plugs do you recommend?
I would recommend Shiraz.
Oh,
yeah. That's it's a little spicy. It's got a little bit of a bite to it at the end.
Yeah. You need that.
That's going to keep Skrillex out of your head. That's going to keep us at bay.
Keep Skrillex out of my head.
Good luck, DJ Steve Aoki. You ain't getting through that, Shiraz.
Oh, Aoki. Oh, Aoki. He owes me money. Oh, Aoki. He owes me money. Good best.
He probably slabbed it. I bet you he slabbed the money that he owes you. And he's graded it 9.8 and he's going to sell it to you.
I talked to Steve Aoki and I was like, hey, Steve. And he's like, hey, Wisp. This is literally how the conversation went. I'm not
sounds, this is such a slow conversation.
No, it's very fast. He's like, I'm going to start over again. Here we go. Hey, Steve. And he says, hey, Wisp. And then he says, can I borrow a $100 bill? And I'm like, well, I'm loaded with them because I get paid so much at 108.9 The Hawk. Much more than Jeff does. Jeff comes first in the name, but not in the bank account. So
I need some cork plugs after this story, if might, you know what I mean.
You might not be able to afford
now who's advertising. Huh?
Oh! Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah. I could be a spokesperson, too, if I won't take much pay. I'll just take
if
a little bit.
If you were a spokesperson for cork plugs.
I would love to be a spokesperson for cork plugs, by the way.
If you were a spokesperson, what would you say? What would your commercial be? Do you need music?
I mean, of course I need a bed if I'm going to be a sports person.
This is in the studio right now. We are doing a commercial recording of Jeff the Angry Man Garlock recording for Cork Plugs. Take one, go.
I got another bottle of Merlot. I don't want to hear Wisp anymore. He doesn't ever know who I am. Linda, give me one more Cabernet Sauvignon. I don't
coming
like my
right
life.
Up.
Love that.
And look at that. I mean,
I love it.
She's ready. Willing and
I'm there.
You know what that says to me? That says to me that Linda's there and Linda is ready to serve.
Yeah. Well, it's my house. So technically, I live in the shop.
You
live
in
Cork Plugs. There's some issues with my ex-husband, so I live in the shop.
So now, is it an actual house or are you living in a storefront?
I'm living in a storefront.
You're living in a storefront.
And your ex-husband thinks you've got a problem. I mean, that seems crazy.
What an idiot.
That sounds like you have initiative right there.
Tell that to the judge.
Who needs a bed when you can just roll out a mat behind the boxes of wine?
I'm saving us money.
You really are. Are you doing the elf thing where you're just sleeping in the window display and then somebody who walks by that could be your dad and you're like, hey, Dad, it's me, Linda. Laugh.
You know that classic 10-second scene in the movie Elf
everybody knows it.
You don't even have to describe it, Wisp. You should have just said that scene from Elf, and we all would have been like, yep, I know you're talking about
Elf that everyone.
Yeah, I would have been like, yeah, the thing that Linda does every night.
Do you do that?
Well, Wisp, I gotta come clean. I actually sleep with the dolls. So I sneak in next door.
Oh my.
I sleep with the dolls. It's great because one, if someone's walking by, they think I'm just another doll. And two, it's less lonely that way. It's less lonely.
Wait, so basically
you do look exactly like Linda Ronstadt. So it's just like, how are they going to know? That's not just a Linda Ronstadt doll.
Somebody walks by
and I respond to Linda. It's great.
Oh, fuck. That works so well. Somebody walks by all coked out in their mind. And they're just walking by because that happens on Hawk Street all the time. A lot of coke, fiends in Valverde. A lot of coke fiends. Watch out, could be fentanyl. And they walk by and they're just like, and they're like, "Holy shit, is that Steven Tyler?"
I perk right up.
And Linda Ronstadt. And is that one moving?
And I go, "Hello, it's me. Now move along. I'm sleeping."
And then they say,
"Works great."
And then they say, "This is just like that scene that everybody loves in the movie Elf."
Exactly. You're right. I was wrong. Everyone does know that scene. Yep.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's burned into the national psyche. You know where you were on 9/11, and you know where you were when you watched that scene.
I don't know where I was on 9/11.
I know exactly where I was when I saw that scene from Elf, but I have no idea where I was in 9/11.
No clue.
Yeah, you could work backward.
Yeah, I'm going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out right here on the Jeff and Wisp Show. Linda, hang out
maybe
with us.
Maybe Ski can do that with us. Maybe he can help us figure out where we were.
He's shaking his head. No, he's shaking his head. No, he's taking the Zorro costume off. And oh, man, he's embarrassed. And I'm not. Since we talked about your favorite rock doll, the one you're using as a pillow right now, here is Aerosmith, Walk This Way, from the Toys in the Attic album on 108.9. The Hawk. Oh.
Getting replaced in your Left 4 Dead shoe barn. And all these people are watching you at shoe barn. Where you gonna be? How you gonna know the Shoe Barn? But at least you're looking pretty smooth, thanks to Shoe Barn.
Then come on down to Shoe Barn, where Keds are on sale.
Shoe Barn.
108.9, The Hawk.
Hello, this is Jeff the Anger Man Garlock with an official 108.9 The Hawk PSA. People of Valverde, we just had the first solar eclipse in years and it was beautiful. But for the next one in 2026, we gotta remind you, you gotta get proper protective eyewear. Now, I don't know where the rumor started that if you just listen to Pink Floyd, your eyes would be protected during the eclipse, but it ain't true. Dark Side of the Moon is a fantastic record, but it ain't gonna protect those soft, soft retinas. And the doctors at Valverde Eye Hospital can attest to that. Not to mention, most of you were listening to Umma Gumma, and that certainly ain't gonna protect you. So stop listening to Roger Waters and start listening to your eyeballs. And that's been a 108.9 The Hawk PSA. 108.9 The Hawk. We've got your ass covered.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you hear muffled through the wall. It's like...
Every day.
Just a cry for help from the Steven Tyler Rock Doll, available at Rock Dolls. I just did get a text from my very good best friend and your, current nemesis, Keith Talons, owner of Rock Dolls. And he said he said to read this, and it says, the Steven Tyler is fully operational.
Oh, that sounds like a threat.
And then he said, he said, you know what that means.
Well, I do. I absolutely know what that means.
Can you translate it for us? Because I have no fucking clue.
Absolutely. So that's just the Steven doll kind of processing his own mortality. We don't realize this. And, you know, I learned this from the dolls, actually. You know when a baby says goo goo gaga yabba dabba, right?
Of course, classic goo goo gaga yabba dabba.
The yabba dabba always gets me in my heartstrings.
Yeah. We think that's a baby just processing sounds, learning language. Ooh. That's actually not true.
That's a baby. So much this morning.
Babies actually understand life and death and morality deeply. Oh. And that's them coming to terms with age.
Finally.
And that's them knowing that, you know what, yabba dabba, oh God, I am. I'm going to be a sentient being soon, and I'm going to have to be a part of the world. And the fact that Steven Tyler doll is doing that, well, boys, that means 4.0 is close to here, if not here already.
Good to hear that the rock dolls are having an existential crisis, much like humanity, and the AI is pushing forward. Hey, that reminds me, by the way, we're still giving away Rolling Stones tickets.
The lines are still lit up. I think
we've had three calls, and we still have about, Christ. That leaves 1,087 to go.
Okay, so, if you want tickets to see The Stones live from the Enormo Dome. Lines are open, and they have been open for the past 40 minutes.
Tickets are still available, and Steven Tyler AI Rock Doll is growing sentience and having an existential crisis. Location. And Linda is selling some wonderful cork plugs.
Earplugs made of cork.
In case you didn't know what I was saying, when cork plugs. Cork plugs.
Oh, God.
And they should only go in your ear. That's the other part, too.
That's a big rule.
Don't put them in any other hole.
No. The VBB did have another problem with that. He was complaining.
What did he say verbatim?
He said, hey, Everyone in Val Verde, you remember when frat boys were shoving vodka tampons up their butts?
That was hilarious.
Don't you like do that with you. These. It will be like acid. And, you know, that's what you said. And so it's true. You know, you got a good one right there.
You are a woman in control of your destiny and everything around you, Linda.
That's what I
appreciate that.
I know your husband would not agree with such a statement.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah. He's a fool.
He's absolutely a fool.
What a fucking
idiot. Just because he's mayor, who cares?
Oh, you were married to Mayor David Lee Roth.
Yes.
Wow, you
buried the lead. I mean, this is fantastic.
The lead, my God. Wow.
Now it makes sense how you got your business license and why they're trying to take it away. I mean, this is
you know, he doesn't define me. That marriage doesn't define me, and that's why I normally don't bring it up.
I just got a note from Scotty, and Scotty said that there is a recorded statement from Mayor David Lee Roth.
Oh, here we go.
Regarding cork plugs. I do have to play it right now. Here we go.
I want to call Best in the Biz lawyers for this one. I got
you interrupted it. You interrupted it.
I'm sorry, Mayor David Lee Roth. I apologize. This is one I'll apologize. I will never apologize for interrupting you, Wes, but I apologize, Mayor David Lee Roth.
So this is what he has to say about Linda Labs. Here we go.
It would take a very, very strong woman to deal with me.
He said you're a very strong woman.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, when he says things like that, for a second, I almost find myself reconsidering. But no, I can't go back there.
He also had this to say.
They come in with a lot of bitterness. They come in with a lot of problems.
Is he admitting problems in your marriage?
I wisp, I think so. And I cannot believe it. I wish I had some cork plugs in my ears right now. I'll tell you that.
What else, Scotty? There's
I don't want to be hearing that.
There's more. Okay, here we go. More.
Oh, we want to get back to the land. We want to get back to the country.
He wants to get back to the land.
Well, are you the land?
Is he apologizing there?
No, he wants a lake house. He wants.
Oh, I thought it was a metaphor for his love that was lost for you, and that he wants to reconcile. But no, it's just a land. It was literal land. Okay,
he wants a lake house, and I don't like the water. So.
And he also,
I gotta say, I always forget Mayor David Lee Roth, and we all know this about David Lee Roth. One of the most literal lyricists ever.
Yes,
100%. He is just literal. He is just literal. What he says is what he means.
What
you know?
He is That's is what he says is what he means.
What he is what he says is what he means. 108.9 The Hawk. Put it on a shirt. We're not gonna sell.
Scotty did just say that he had this to say about the lake.
Go down to the beach with a sword in one hand and a torch in the other, and still inject a sense of humor.
He likes to go down on Verde Lake, Lake Verde. He wants to go down there with a sword and a torch. That man wants to live at the lake.
He does. And he says he comes alive at the lake. He's the class clown of the lake, you know. And I'm like, David, I'm a businesswoman.
Yeah.
I don't have time for goofs. Okay. No. I barely can keep my eyes open for more than an hour because I'm so drunk all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's for the business.
You're selling a lot of plugs.
It's research. It's research. One last question before we'll let you get back down to Hog Street. 24 hours a day, you are open on Hog Street. Cork plugs.
If she's asleep, just knock on the window.
Knock on the window. Say your favorite line.
They're very good.
Knock loud. And you got to say your favorite line from the movie Elf. And she'll wake right up. She'll just pop right up and she'll take you in and you'll get it. But
it's the world's best coffee. And she'll be like, come on in. Have a Merlot.
That's how I know.
That's how you know.
That's an elf. He just did an elf.
That's an elf right there.
That's an elf. Now, Linda, my question here that I have written down to ask you is, you know, cork plugs is what it is right now. And it's such a great invention. It is such a visionary product, especially here in Val Verde. We don't get many visionary products. If we were thinking cork plugs 2.0, what would that look like?
Well, I would get the butt plugs actually FDA approved. Yeah, no, and there's just some. There's some logistical.
Oh,
red hoops I got to crawl through.
What's that red tape that you got to get through on them plugs?
Well, the problem is, as I said before, they currently can only go in the ear because otherwise they get lost. So if you use it as a butt plug, it will get lost. It's somewhere in your body, and we currently can't guarantee when it's going to come out. What if it gets lodged in the brain? They say.
Wow.
Do they? And everyone knows I'm not a scientist, is a super highway right to the brain.
Yes.
I'm not a scientist, but what about a cork in one of those giant moonshine jugs? Like, that's a bigger cork.
Ooh, that
you
is
could probably
a
get
cork.
That up a butt and not have it go up into your bloodstream. I mean,
Farmer
that's just,
Dan
I'm not a
Shetland
scientist.
Creameries. He does
I
shine.
Do my own research, but I'm not a scientist. I'm just saying, go down.
My own research.
Well, Jeff, I'll ask you this then. Look, one of the other issues is getting these things tested. So I have to have human volunteers. So
Jeff, are you volunteering?
I'll
we
test
could try
the
moonshine
kickstand. Oh, of course
right
you'll
here.
Test the moonshine.
Easy, of course
stand.
He'll do it. Okay. And here's the thing.
He's already started. He's got corks ready for you next
he's
to
got, he's got all these corks lined up. And I got to say, Linda, feel free to test all you want. If it kills him.
That's good for us.
We're okay with it.
That's great to hear. Whew, that's a big relief. Thank you, boys.
Oh, my God. Linda Labs, you're keeping it on the 100% constantly. Just you are
you
a shining beacon for all of the children of Val Verde to just look up at and be like, I wish I could be like that and smell like wine every single day of my life.
For those about to cork, we salute you. Is what they say.
That's what they say. Linda, thank you so much for being on the Jeff and Wisp show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Like we said, we are going to have Skeet. I don't know what you're going to do, buddy. I don't know what you're going to. Ooh, is this another Black Sabbath?
Sounds like Black Sabbath.
Is this another Black Sabbath? Scotty?
Scotty, is this a Black Sabbath?
Oh, no, this is Stealing Bread from my friend Chris Cornell.
Wonderful.
This is a solo song. I know this song. He's hungry.
Give him some bread.
If he was so hungry, he could just suck on a cork, right? Yeah, 108.9 The Hawk.
Natasha, welcome to 108.9 The Hawk.
Hey.
This is the interview portion. Oh, my God. It's so good to see you.
It's so good to be here.
So good to see you. I haven't seen you in ages. It's been a very long time.
I would say for sure. Years, for sure.
Since like the end of, at least since the end of UCB in New York. And I mean, I can't say complete end because it's, you know, it's coming back.
It's coming
and
back.
A very, very cool thing. And our friend Michael Hartney, who has been on 108.9 The Hawk, is the one of the artistic directors of that. And so that's going to be very, very cool in New York, everybody. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Is it? We'll see.
Yes, it is.
We'll see. I will say I've got
it'll be fine. I don't know.
Oh, all right.
But I'm more excited than Natasha is. Here.
I am so excited that Natasha.
I'm the new UCB.
You're the new UCB.
You are. I've always said, Natasha, you are my new UCB. So
you're my new UCB, Natasha.
It put a lot of pressure on me, Jeff. It put a lot of pressure. It was crippling, I would say, the demand. But
I know you can handle it.
And I appreciate that.
Thank you for coming on. This is so exciting to have you on. And thank you for bringing another just weird dirtbag character to Val Verde. We have a lot of
my pleasure.
The people that run the businesses in Val Verde are some of the strangest people on earth. But I love that Linda has just like this, like clearly a raving alcoholic. Clearly.
Which I didn't intend, but we discovered.
We found it.
It was pretty beautiful.
We found it. And also, we never really like addressed it as alcoholism. We addressed it as a positive business owner.
She's a businesswoman. Yeah,
businesswoman that is married to our mayor, Mayor David Lee Roth, which
all
I always,
makes sense.
It all makes sense in our world. I love it. I love it so much. And when Hawk fans hear this, they're going to eat it up because they really love the dirtbag characters of Val Verde. And you have a stand-up album out. And also, if I saw correctly today, as of what of recording today on what, April 4th?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Your special is also up on YouTube, too.
Correct. Now you can watch the whole dang thing. So before
Natasha,
you could
legitimately
listen to it,
before we started, I was like, oh no, I feel so bad. I haven't watched Natasha's video of her special. And I'm sitting there going like, okay, I'll try to look at it a little bit. And then I was like, 2 hours ago, it went up when I looked. And I was like, what am I? Come on.
But I have listened to the record.
How dare you?
I know. Sorry. I did my research.
I have listened to the record. I listened to the record a few times while I was taking jury duty. Jeff, I would listen to it on the way back.
Doing your civil service.
My civil service and listening to a great stand-up record. One question about the stand-up thing.
Yeah.
You know, when we used to, you know, we did a show called Dead Dad's Club and we would perform with your show at the same time at UCB.
Yeah, which one was it? Was it my teacher show?
It was the teacher show.
Okay. Yeah.
Coming from a world like, you know, I do a lot of characters. I kind of focus on more sketch, but I've been wanting to, I've done a little stand-up, but I've wanted to like dip my toe more into the stand-up world. You were kind of more of the character, the improviser character, and then you shifted over to stand-up. Like, how did that work for you? How, what was that journey? Because it's kind of a difficult brain thing, I think.
Yeah, and it was, but it was, yeah, I started with improv, then I did sketch, and then, I mean, part of it, I had always really liked stand-up, but I just felt, I think, just nervous, because it felt too, like, raw and honest and real, and also all you by yourself, so if you failed, you failed alone, and I will say, when you succeed alone, which is kind of lonely, like, I do miss that about sketch and about improv.
Yeah.
And I remember I started, because it was, like, I think I started doing stand-up at this point like 8 years ago, and at the time I was also teaching sketch at UCB, so it was really humbling, because I would teach sketch and then me and some of the students would all end up at the same open mic that night.
Oh, shit.
And they would watch me bomb at the mic, and thus I lost all credibility teaching the next day, because they would be like, yeah, okay, but you actually suck. So that was,
I remember, distinctly
brutal.
Oh, Jesus.
I only did like a couple of open mics and was like, oh, it's just not for me at this point.
Yeah.
But I was teaching Ben Hosley, who is, you know, from Blank Check. But, and then we ended up at Creek in the Cave for one of those classic, like, it's Tuesday and here's a 2.5 hour open mic. And I don't think he even like went up, like he just left. Like, but I was just like, yeah, this is humbling. Like, all my authority is out the window as a teacher, and I'm amazed you pushed through that weirdness, because I couldn't handle it.
Once you get, and that does suck, but once you get past that, I think it's much easier to generate new material, because it's like a stand-up set is however many jokes you want to fit in there. But it's like, oh, if one isn't working, I'll swap out for another one, where with characters, I was like, well, this is 4 minutes.
Right.
So if you hate this, we're just going to be miserable for 4 minutes. Which is a long time.
Hey, I had many characters that were like that on Characters Welcome, where the audience would just be like, and I'm like, all right, well, you know, this will be done soon. And,
here we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. I had characters in a full show I had a run with that I was like, well, okay, if you're not on board with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, four other rock and roll characters.
The UCB intern was like, sorry, Jeff, I poured a box full of crickets in here. I thought you might need some noise to put. How do you, when you write your stand-up, how is it different, like, mindset-wise and, like, structure-wise than doing sketch? Because it's, you know, like, it's completely different.
Yeah. Well, I would say it's completely different, but you kind of, you know, where something is like, oh, this feels like a juicy premise. I can make this into a sketch versus this is just a comedic idea. And maybe I can even like beat it out like I would in a sketch.
Yeah.
But at this point, I just have so little like avenues for sketch that almost everything my brain thinks about is stand-up too. But I do have a little like notepad, like in my like notes app, I have a folder for just like pure sketch ideas.
Yes.
But at this point, they're just like filling up the page and I'm not doing anything with them.
I have so many of those. And a lot of them actually make their way over to 108.9 The Hawk now. Like,
oh, perfect.
Any of those characters, just the final, it's either a commercial or something that slips in.
Or ones that we've just, I did on Maude, or you did on Maude.
Oh, 100%.
We're just like, I'm never going to do this again. I should just put this
There's characters I did on Maude or on Characters Welcome that are now part of the Hawkiverse.
Yeah. I mean, all of my wigs are up here. This is what I do with them now.
You have so many wigs.
I love it.
You got a wig wall.
I got a wig wall.
It makes sense that you could also, though, to me, make that transition, because you're always one of my favorite writers to work with. Like, you're always...
Oh.
Wow.
You know, you're one of my
favorite directors.
Oh, thank you so much. You were very analytical and funny. So it was like, because like sometimes you approach that writer who's like, you know how to do it. But then also like, it's going to be like, yeah, it's three beats and it works. And not that funny. But like, I was never worried about you and just knew that we were just going to be making it funnier
That's
every
so
single
nice.
Time.
Thank you.
And then when I was, you know, when you were becoming a teacher, I was like, well, she actually knows how to teach. And, you know, I'd be like,
oh, no.
The wig is off on me. I'm just fucking winging it here, talking about the movie Cobra for no particular reason. And Natasha actually knows what she's talking about.
Every sketch class that Jeff did, he was like, all right, guys, sit down. Opening scene, Cobra. Yeah. Cobra walks in. He's like, hey, guys,
I just remembered you. Taught, was it in a character class? I could get this wrong, that you had a student who took my class, and the character, you did an exercise, I think, and it was like, do one of someone you know, and they just did a character of me.
Yes.
And you sent me the script, or you gave it in my teacher box, and I was like, yeah, he nailed it, because it truly was.
Yes.
My God.
He had the rhythm of kind of when I get like this, and you know, it's that thing where it's like this movie, right. Cobra, and I love my wife. That was a recurring thing.
Yes,
that
the
character of Jeff kept saying how much he loved his wife.
Did they ever perform?
And
this?
I was like,
is
oh my God, I talk about all this bullshit.
Oh,
no, it was, really, and it was a great, yeah.
It was clearly done with love.
It's fun when you realize.
Oh, that's
That was the thing. I was like, oh, no, I get this. Beautiful. Yeah, it was great.
Natasha, what's going on? So your special just went up on YouTube. What else is going on? Anything else you want to plug?
I would say that's the main thing.
Yeah,
and then I am working. Yeah, please go watch that. Go watch We're All Dads Here. I'm working on a new stand-up show called Childless Freak, because it's all about comedy about me choosing not to have kids.
Hey, I'm right
and
there
I
with
think
you.
I'm, hell yeah. Yeah,
Childless Freaks. Yep.
Childless Freaks. So I'm going to do that. I'm doing a work in progress in Los Angeles, actually, on May 21st at UCB LA.
UCB LA. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. So May 21st, yeah. UCB LA. I will definitely
and I'm doing
come
it
out
in
and see that.
In New York, too. I'm doing it May 9th in New York.
At UCB New York? Or
no, at Union Hall in
Union
New York.
Hall. Oh, I love Union Hall. Man, that's
I'll be in New York on that day as well. Look at that.
Are you going to be in New York then, too?
We're playing Warsaw that night.
Oh, you're playing Warsaw.
Yeah.
So maybe you can finish your show and be like, I got a comedy show to go see.
Yeah, you can pop over. It is at 7:30, so it's probably too early.
You guys don't go on until like 11 with Orchid,
right?
Yeah. Are you ready?
It's all going to work out.
1 hour before midnight, get ready for Orchid.
Oh, Natasha, we absolutely love you. Your stand-up album special is called We're All Dads Here. We got to have Linda Labs back on the show.
She'll
we
be back.
To see this journey.
She'll drunkenly stumble in at some point.
We have to see what the journey is.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeff and Wisp here telling you, thanking you for listening to 108.9 The Hawk by telling you, thank you for listening to 108.9 The Hawk. You get new episodes when, Jeff?
Every Monday, right on the free feed.
Now, what if I wanted to listen to an episode one a week early?
Then what you have to do is go to our Patreon, patreon.com/1089thehawk.
Now, there's also bonus shows there. You get Hawk Rock Talk and a bunch of other cool stuff. And you support the world's greatest podcast about a fictional classic rock radio station, 108.9 The Hawk. That's patreon.com/1089thehawk.
And if you can't do that, then go and hit that subscribe button. Tell some of your friends and leave us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
And if you can't do that, we're going to need you to get in the cannon!